Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B-Comp joins us every week, usually on Thursday nights, to talk hockey, because we love talking hockey. From NHL.com, Brian Compton. You can hear him also on the ILC podcast with your boy Carver High. They'll be doing a live show February 24th at the Offside Tavern on 14th Street in New York City at 6 p.m. for an hour live. And then you can stick around and watch the Islanders play the Devils at the Rock on the TV in that very bar and get hammered with the both of them. B-Comp, how you doing?
Doing great, Scotty. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. So I got a lot I want to talk about tonight with you. So are you watching the Penguin-Vegas Golden Knights game?
I've been flipping around, yeah. It's obviously a huge storyline. Great to see Fleury healthy and playing again. And like we've been talking about week after week, just an amazing start for these Golden Knights. It's great to see.
Yeah, we talked about earlier on this show tonight that, I mean, it really seems to me, and I can understand it, I get it, I just wanted to know your reaction to it, that they're really obsessed with this game. It's like the one game. Like, they've been a great story this year, Vegas. I'm blown away at how well they've played hockey. I never thought that an expansion team would play like this in my life, because I was on one in 99, and they were flat-out terrible. And I mean, they were so terrible, we won once a month. We won 11 games the whole year. It was a nightmare. But this team's special. But they're obsessed with the Penguins. Now, I get it. Fleury was the goalie, and that's kind of the end story. But what do you think of their obsession with this game tonight? I think it's healthy.
Yeah, I think, and it's the storyline, too, obviously, Scotty, with the history with Fleury in Pittsburgh. And you know, I'm sure you remember the roar when everybody knew Fleury was going to be that first pick out the expansion draft for Vegas, and he was going to be the face of the franchise, and they get him, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt and misses, what, a month and a half. So I think that's what makes the start by Vegas more remarkable, is the amount of goalies that they've had to go through over these first couple of months and continue to win games and not only be in the playoff race but to be in the division race. It's really obscene what they're doing. It's crazy.
All right, so, do you think that – because he came back the other night and he lost in that shootout. I didn't think he'd be super sharp after being out that long. How do you think he looks tonight in this 1-1 game?
I think he looks all right. I mean, he's playing well. And, you know, you were saying, it's going to take time to get readjusted and get back into game shape. But he's a battle-tested, seasoned vet, and it's a 1-1 game right now. And this could be one of those either 3-2 games or maybe it goes through a shootout, a little drama for the Golden Knights and Pens.
So are you Brian Compton, B-Comp, we call him. He's our NHL insider on the bench from NHL.com. Are you on the Lightning as the top team in hockey, like all these alleged power rankings that all these various media outlets put out? Are you buying that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually way off, Scotty, but they were my preseason pick to win the Stanley Cup, so I'm looking pretty good so far. I mean, look, they're just so deep at every position. Vasilevsky's been great. They didn't miss a beat after trading Ben Bishop, so they're legit. They're going to be there at the end, I think. It's just a matter of who's going to come out of the West. We'll see.
Why do you think they traded Bishop? What was that all about?
Well, Vasilevsky was a first-round pick. They were very high on him, and there really was no need to give a goalie $6 million when you still have Vasilevsky in the early stages of his career. He's more inexpensive. We live in a salary cap world, so it made a lot of financial sense for the Lightning.
All right, let me go back to the Penguins for a minute here, because I don't want to forget the fact that I have this story I've been sitting on for a few days. Their problems. They're not playing good hockey. They have issues. And there was a story I even saw today that there's a an earthquake coming in Pittsburgh with they're going to make drastic changes. Are you buying that? And do you sense that's coming? And do you feel like you have any idea of a semblance of a plan if you were to look at them right now and tell me what their problems are?
Well, their defense isn't great. And, you know, when you lose Fleury, yeah, I mean, Murray has been the guy for the most part for the past year, year and a half, but wasn't a whole lot of depth behind him. I know Jarry stepped in when Murray first got hurt, and he played pretty well, but I think his first or second game was against the Sabres, who haven't scored in weeks, right? So it's hard to put too much merit into that, but it's really their back end. And then losing guys like Bonino and Cullen during the offseason, Scotty, I mean, they're not huge names like Malkin and Crosby, but they were so deep down the middle with those guys 1 through 4. And when you lose those two bottom centers, it creates a gap, and I think that's what you're seeing right now. They're paying the price for those losses.
Wow. So they've had apparently more than half of their games have been decided by one goal, and last year only 22 of the 82 games were one-goal games. So in other words, they were lighting people up, and now they're not anymore.
Yeah, and they're letting in too many goals. I mean, they've allowed, 105 goals already. It's hard to sustain success. I mean, Carver, I can tell you that's what we're seeing with the Islanders right now. When you're letting in 4, 5, or 6 every night, it's hard to sustain success for sure.
So, Becom, what did you think of the Columbus game tonight for the Islanders? It was 3-0, and the funny thing is, I watched the first period. I'm sure Carver Hyde did as well. They came out flying, the Islanders. They were in Columbus's end for the first 5 minutes of that game with every chance in the world. Like, total forecheck, cycling, controlling the puck, grinding, banging. I thought they looked fantastic. And then they gave up all these cheap goals. Like, just Greiss even knew it. They were high-fiving him because they were just so cheap. Like, it was terrible getting back. And guys are wide open. Werenski, whatever his name is, he had an easy goal. He almost scored another one on a breakaway, but Greiss made the outstanding save. But the next thing you know, it was 3-0. They got the little tap in on the doorstep, and then it was 3-0, and I was sitting there going, like, how is this happening? Then they fought their way back in the game, and they ended up losing anyway. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the Islanders for showing a lot of heart to be in that building and going up against one of the best goalies in the world in Bobrovsky and clawing their way back into the game, Scotty, but it was just another game where the Islanders just gave up way too many quality chances and didn't get any quality saves from their goaltender, and this has been an epidemic since opening night, so how they're going to rectify it, I'm not sure. I think Mike and I are on the same page that it has to come internally, but the more we go on here and the more this continues to go on, Garth Snow might have to get on the phone and figure something out.
Brandon Dubinsky on the other side is on the IR, going to be out 8 weeks, an orbital bone fracture against Edmonton the other night. What happened there? He just got his face smashed in or something?
He fought the wrong guy. Zach Cashian's a big dude, and when you do that and you don't have the same size and going up against the guy who's experienced in that area as Zach is, it was just a bad combination. So it's a big loss. Dubinsky's a good player.
Yeah, no doubt. Dubnyk, the Wild goalie, is also out.
Yeah, not long. Sounds like it's going to be a week-to-week thing. Alex Stalock's playing tonight. He's not a number one in this league, but he's going to get a chance here, and they're going to need him because the Wild have kind of been up and down since the season got on the way, and they need to start rolling here a little bit.
Taylor Hall also has a little knee problem. He might miss tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, it looks that way, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, when it first happened, people thought it was going to be a long-term thing, but huge news because he's been really good. And the Devils, they didn't win tonight, but they got another point. They just keep finding ways, man. It's a phenomenal job that John Hines is doing over there in Jersey.
So B-Comp with us, Brian Compton from NHL.com, our NHL insider. Lightning Kings, Jets are playing fantastic hockey. Vegas, that we talked about, do you like their playoff odds? Dallas is the Devils. I said Lightning Kings, Jets are all locks. Vegas, Stars, Devils, do you like or doubt their chances?
Vegas, I think the other shoe is going to drop. I just don't know if they can sustain this. It's such a great story. Who are the other ones? I'm sorry.
I'm saying that, you know, Lightning, Kings, and Jets are locks. The Stars, Devils, and Vegas are, you know, they may or may not make it. So
the Devils will get in. They have the goaltending in Schneider. And Dallas, I think, is going to be a playoff team, too, with between Seguin, Jamie Benn. Kari Lahtinen has been pretty good these past couple. And, of course, they have Bishop in there as well. So they have the goaltending depth. So I think Dallas is a playoff team.
So Nashville, I'm watching them again tonight against Edmonton, kicking ass and taking names. The other night they were winning 7-1 and blowing people out. This team – really looks like they picked up where they left off last year in the Stanley Cup Finals. They're really good.
Yeah, and it took some time, right? I mean, they were kind of up and down at the start, and then they've been playing really well of late, 7-1-2 in their past 10. So they're right, only 2 points behind the Blues in the Central Division. They're going to be there. Just too much depth on D. Rene's a really good goalie, and you know, Kyle Turris has just been a huge difference for them since they acquired him in that three-way trade.
What happened to the Edmonton Oilers? Everybody thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup with Connor McDavid, and last year's playoff team was very exciting, and I think everyone this year, without a doubt, in Edmonton thought that they were going to be badass, and they've been a disaster.
Yeah, just in the back end, it hasn't been good. Not a whole lot of depth at forward after the top two lines, Scotty and you knew it was going to be hard for Cam Talbot to duplicate the year that he had last year, but the wheels have just fallen off his game a lot as well, and Brassad hasn't been really good behind them either. So it's just a bad combination of lack of depth on the blue line and goaltending right now.
So do you think the LA Kings, after they lost on the road finally the other night, do you think, because they're hot, 8-1 and 1-10, do you like them tomorrow night at the Garden against the Rangers in what I think is the game of the night?
Yeah, I do. They just don't allow a whole lot of goals, right, Scotty? Their D is really good, and their goaltending has been fantastic. And I know the Rangers have been playing well of late, but to lose Zibanejad down the middle, that's just a huge loss. So I like LA tomorrow night.
How about the B-Comp, the valuations of the franchises? I know you saw it probably. Forbes comes out with valuations for franchises. It seems to me like every week they come out with a new list of who's worth the most money, and it's always a story about the Cowboys, et cetera. But the Rangers, I guess, are the team. What did you think when you saw those, valuations of who's worth the most money in the NHL? It's the Rangers, Leafs, Canadians, Blackhawks, and Bruins top five. How about the Boston Bruins raking it in?
Yeah, it's original six, right? It's no surprise. You know, and the Rangers obviously playing in the Garden. And, you know, when you talk about teams' valuations, Scotty, you got to remember everything else that goes on in the building because the owners usually operate those buildings too. So that's all the added revenue. And obviously Dolan gets all that cash too. So no real surprises for me there.
No surprises. Here's what Carver High and I are planning. We're planning on robbing all the teams of all their money and then starting our own franchise in the Caribbean.
I wish.
Really?
Yeah, and then Mafia is going to start a cocoa plant in Mexico, in Playa del Carmen.
It's probably not a good idea to broadcast your plans to do this on the radio, Scotty.
Are we on the air right now?
But it's not a good idea.
Are we live, actually? Check 1, 2. Dustin Byfuglien is injured as well. He's another guy you don't want to have punch you in the orbital bone.
No, he's a big dude, and his height and weight, that's real life, because I've talked to him in person. He's all of 6'6 and 250 pounds.
Yeah, I'll see you after the first of the year. We got two shows left tonight and tomorrow, so I won't see you next week or the week after. We'll see you when we get back that week of the Clemson-Alabama game. Have a great Christmas and a fantastic New Year. Hope you have a great holiday with your family. B-Camp, always love having you on the show.
Same to you, Scotty. All the best to you and yours.
All right, B-Comp, Brian Compton, NHL.com, with our insider report of the National Hockey League. We do it better than everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.